In that last trimester, as a woman, everything's given to the child because they're almost ready to enter the world. We want to set them up with everything. That also means heavy metals and toxic levels of minerals. Any mineral can become toxic if there's too much in the body and it's not being metabolized and utilized properly. And this is where the health of both mom and dad actually is super important.
Welcome to the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast. This is your podcast host, Leah Brueggemann. I am a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. Here you are going to get actionable steps you can take today to start balancing your hormones naturally so that you can maximize your menstrual cycle for painless periods, more energy, and weight loss. Learn my three secrets to balancing hormones naturally. Just go to freehormonetraining.com and save your spot. Let's dive on in. I am beyond excited to bring you this guest. So today we're talking with Lisa Patel, who is the founder of Vicon Customs, which is the company based in Canada that I often use if I'm putting together a mineral formulation all in one blend. She is the founder, but you guys are going to be blown away. So Lisa is one of my mentors. I have worked with her for many years at this point. She is literally a hair mineral analysis expert. She is a board certified holistic health practitioner. She is a functional diagnostic practitioner. She's also a kettlebell world champion, which I just think is so cool. But she has over 10 years of experience in hair tissue mineral analysis and has studied with some of the best and the original founders of this. And so you're in for a treat. We are going to talk about how minerals impact emotions, different patterns you see with emotions, and how that can impact long-term healing. She talks about some really cool things that she's seen with mineral shifting for people. She obviously shares her own story of how it impacted her health and how she got into it. You guys are going to be blown away. Like, you literally are going to be blown away. You guys know I love hair tissue mineral analysis, but then after hearing this, you just are going to be, I don't know how you can't be more obsessed with it, because it's just so cool. Because she shares in her years of doing this, she has done over 10,000 tests. 10,000 tests. Can you imagine? Literally, that's wild to me. So if this is something after hearing and you go, okay, I need to do hair tissue mineral analysis, that is something that we offer to our Hormone Reset membership clients. If you want to join that membership, you can just go to bit.ly/join-HRM. But just enjoy this conversation. It's incredible. All right, ladies. So we are here with Lisa Patel, who you guys know I have learned so much HTMA from. And right before we hit record, we were just talking about the fact that she has looked over 10,000 HTMAs in her time of running them, which is wild. You have probably seen insane patterns, because I'm over here like, I think I've run over 1,000 now, and I feel like I finally hit a milestone. So 10,000, I just can't even imagine.
Yeah. And you know what? It makes it really interesting. That's the main part. And I think that's even you talking about kind of hitting that milestone, because the more you see, and the more retests you see, that's the key, right? When you can see a retest and see how that pattern shifted based on the supplementation that you recommended, that is just a whole other world of data. And to kind of know, I feel like now, a lot of us really, you know, if someone sits in front of me and tells me their symptoms, I'm like, oh, I bet you I know what their mineral pattern looks like, right?
Yeah.
And I bet you I know what you need, but let's do the study. Like, let's do the testing anyway, so that I can study that. And then I know for sure, right? Yeah. But yeah, it's so interesting to see the movement of patterns. And then I think the most interesting thing for me personally is being able to really help people to correlate what the test says, but with their symptoms. Because I think, and I think I'll assume you can agree with this, a lot of times we have people come to us, you know, they've tried other tests, they've tried other, you know, physicians or practitioners or what have you, and they didn't really correlate or resonate with the root of the problem, right? That's like, oh, there's nothing wrong with you, or, oh, that's normal. It's like, but I don't feel normal, right? And so many times mineral imbalances, which are kind of that delicate balance at a deep level, right? At a cellular level, can bring about that resonating correlation where it's like, oh my gosh, this test literally describes me. I finally feel validated with how I feel, right? When they've tried so many other things. And I was in the same boat, really.
Yeah. I get that. I have never seen a test that when I send out an analysis has brought so many tears, like so many emails of like, I cried while I was watching this. I finally feel like this makes sense because, and there's, I'm not going to lie, there's been tests that I sit on it for like 3 days. I was like, I have not figured out why this makes sense, you know, because you can make recommendations based off of the lab, but you have to make it make sense, you know, like why are these patterns showing this way? And so sometimes I do sit on a lab for a while because I really, that was something I really learned from you was it needs to make sense for them in order for them to follow through on their protocol, you know, like it has to resonate. So one thing that I would really, really like to talk about is the emotions that are correlated with mineral patterns. Because when did we go over this? I want to say it was last year sometime when we were talking about significant ratio patterns and how that can show up with kids' emotions and how that can get passed down based on like mineral patterns. And I would love to dive deeper in that because I definitely we'll see, like there's the basic, if you have high sodium potassium ratio and they're like, yeah, I am angry at the world and I'm irritable.
And a bit aggressive and judgmental. Yes, that happens. There is a reason for that. Yeah.
And it makes so much sense. But if we're like, could we start somewhere? I feel like we could spend all day with this, but where would you start when you start talking about mineral patterns and connecting it to emotional patterns?
Yeah. So you kind of touched on the first part. So it's always interesting because when we think about life stages, right? This is a big thing to consider when we're talking about minerals. And this is honestly one of the reasons why one of my mandates is to start getting more kids tested because there are so many kids' patterns. I see them with ASD, right? On the spectrum. Learning disabilities, right? They're not growing properly. And then I see their test and I'm like, this is why, right? And a lot of times those kids' patterns can turn around so quickly, right? And really set them on a path for success for the way that they're going to not only cognitively develop, but physically develop, right? I've seen it time and time again. And kids tend to be a host of metals, right? Heavy metals and toxic elements. So this is another thing. We need to help their bodies detox with the right balance of the minerals based on their pattern, right? One of the first patterns and ratios that really was part of, you know, even my learning, but then my teaching is what you mentioned, the sodium to potassium ratio, right? And these really represent like sodium is deeply intertwined with our adrenal function, potassium with our thyroid. And as that ratio increases, which is what initially happens when we are under stress, whether that is financial stress, family obligations, internal stress, if we have a parasite or yeast or something, that's stress, right? So as that sodium rises, it's done so by the body at the expense of potassium. And as that ratio gets higher and higher, this is where one of my mentors and a pioneer of HGMA, Dr. Rick Malter, discovered a theory years ago, actually, when he was studying in a university. And one of his professors brought a theory to the table called the Judge Theory. And it wasn't necessarily called that, but that's what he referred to it as. And he related that as he learned more and more about minerals and about those significant ratios to the sodium to potassium ratio. And as that ratio gets higher, we already talked about it, irritability, aggressiveness. We're more judgmental, not only on ourselves, critical of ourselves, but on other people. So think of the people in our relationships, even our kids, right? And it's a bit hard to control because we might not know what's really happening and we might not know how to balance it if we don't know about minerals, right?
Yeah.
And some of the other ones too, it's interesting because a lot of people, so think about, I always like to talk about, you know, the type A personality people. I should have a t-shirt on that says I'm type A, because that's I am for sure. Hands down, right? And I know that now. I'm over 50 now. I have come to terms with the fact that I have to calm things down and that I can't fix everything, right? But a lot of times when we have a really strong mindset, we end up driving that stress response. And so one of the minerals that is intertwined in that stress response and that kind of what I call mental sympathetic dominance, so fight or flight in your mind, right? I can do anything and I can, but at the expense of the physical, right? Our physical body's struggling and exhausted, but our mind is racing forward, right? That's low potassium. So as soon as we don't have enough potassium, that balance shifts and we get more into that stress state and we think we're still in what we call fast oxidation, but the physical body is slowing down. And so fast oxidation really in terms of minerals, we're just talking about the fact that everything runs a little bit heightened. So our metabolism, our bowel movements might be a little bit, you know, loose, or we may have diarrhea, things like that. Whereas slow oxidation is the opposite. That's when everything's kind of sluggish and we have a more pear-shaped body structure and maybe we're constipated, right? So there's really kind of two different spectrums that we look at for mineral balancing too, about what's happening inside that person and why some of these symptoms may pop up. And you know, there's a lot of other minerals like calcification, right? When calcium becomes in, you know, kind of shifts out of the bone matrix due to kind of a lack of magnesium. I always call magnesium a bit of the gatekeeper, right? It's that gatekeeper. And when that's missing or being called upon at really high rates because of stress, now calcium goes, whoa, we can do anything. And it ends up in the soft tissues causing, joint pain, issues with regards to even pain in the muscles. We can end up with conditions like osteopenia, osteoporosis, arthritis. So there are lots of things that we can end up with there. But as that calcium begins to increase, there's other emotional parts that come to that too. We could have social withdrawal, right? We don't really feel like talking to people. We're kind of introverted, right? We're kind of tucking into ourselves going, yeah, I don't really feel like having a conversation. I don't really feel like going out and socializing. I'm a little bit more depressed. You know, there could be a little bit of fear and hopelessness involved with that too. And a lot of these kind of individual minerals can cause this trickle down of all these emotional impacts. But then when you have a few of them that are out of balance, then we have all those symptoms pop up from an emotional perspective. So it really is something that can identify, again, how you're feeling, right? Because it's not just about, you know, physical makeup, right? It's not about, I want to get stronger and build muscle and lose fat and all these things. That's great. But it's about our mental state too. And minerals are involved with the whole picture.
Yeah, they really are. And I love retesting because you can see that shift. And especially clients that retest multiple times, like I have one right now. And if you were going to look at her test, like on paper, like if I just sent it to her, I feel like she would probably be very depressed looking at it because so many numbers got very, very high. But I'm over here like, this is so awesome because your vitality has improved. And so finally, you're dumping all these metals and they're getting out. And then of course, your stress response increases because it's protecting you, you know? So I think that HTMA is so cool, but I know anybody, it's really easy to just get it online. Highly encourage you, actually mandatory, go to somebody that knows how to read it. Because otherwise you're going to think you're dying or something like that.
Well, and there's some, everybody has a different approach, right? And I think it comes down to, and again, there are many different ways to solve problems, right? We know that. And I think it comes down to the approach and again, the analysis. So finding someone who understands the test, because to be quite honest, out of all of, you know, we don't necessarily call HTMA a diagnostic test, but it is a screening tool, right? If we compare that though to other diagnostic tests, organic acid testing or stool testing, you know, other things that we interpret, it really is one of the most difficult tests to interpret. So if you are looking to qualify a practitioner, right? Again, you can buy tests online and get your own results and what have you. But if you're looking for someone to interpret those and be able to build a protocol, two of the questions that I would want to know is, you know, what are your thoughts on protocols, right? What does it entail? That's an important one. How have they worked with people in the past? What approach do they take? And what I mean by that is, remember that everything affects your minerals. The way we think, the way we deal with stress, the stress we have on any given day, what we're eating, our hydration, how we're sleeping, are we abusing, you know, alcohol and smoking cigarettes, all those things affect our minerals, right? So having someone who looks at a holistic approach and brings kind of diet into the picture and making sure we're hydrated and sleeping and all the things, we can't out-supplement a poor lifestyle, right? So that's important. And then the next one is really about the, for lack of a better word, interpretation, right? And so how many tests have you interpreted, right? You were talking about over 1,000 tests. That's significant. If somebody's interpreted a few tests, if they have a mentor or somebody they can go to, that's different, right? That might be a follow-up question. If they don't have a lot of tests behind them, maybe, you know, who are you mentoring with and what does that look like? And then you do a little digging, because this is something that's going to help you, or should help you, be able to really get to the root cause of that, of fixing that foundation. So you want to make sure that you're qualifying that individual and knowing that they have some clinical experience behind them as well.
Yeah, 100%. I remember when I first learned HTMA, and I've gone through multiple courses of HTMA, and I literally, first couple hundred, I never did one by myself. Even though I was like, I think I get it, I would send it off to another more experienced practitioner and be like, do you approve of this protocol? Am I off my rocker?
Yep. No, I did the same thing. And I still do that. You know, I laugh. Even yesterday when I was doing a mentor call for practitioners, I said, you know, there was one case that came across my desk, and it was a case of a condition called myasthenia gravis. MG, otherwise known as, and it's basically severe muscle weakness. And there are a lot of implications with minerals in this too, and magnesium can be one of them. And so I phoned a friend, right? I have medical doctors who are clinical advisors for my company. And if I hit something and go, I've got two ideas here. I had two ideas yesterday. I'm like, I need to phone the experts just above this, because this is a special case. You know, cancer cases are another one, right? There are certain things that we need to consider. And so we all have mentors. We need that. We need that next level of, you know, phoning a friend, because that helps us learn and helps us understand and put into practice. And it gives us that confidence to know that what we're doing is actually right. And that's important for a lot of practitioners. It was definitely important for me when I started. I was searching for those mentors and really resonating. And a lot of those mentors now are my colleagues and my friends and some of the clinical advisors as well.
Yeah. I think one of the things that's so peaceful and having more of a hive mind to help support you there is that when it comes to mineral shifting patterns, there are certain things that aren't always happy that will happen as you're going through it. And you need to know that, like, this is expected, or this is actually a good thing. That means we're going through a healing curve. And if you don't know that, I think it can be very frustrating and probably a little bit scary, because you're like, oh my gosh, did I give you the right protocol? Is that right? Is it not? So I do think that is important, because I often will have people post in our free group and be like, I ran an HTMA and my calcium was at 300. So this test is not accurate, because I would be dead if that's the case. And I'm like, no. You are running an HTMA, not a blood test.
Exactly. So. Exactly.
Starting your day off goes back to the night before, getting ready. What does your sleep look like? Because of course, if we're not sleeping well, we're not going to have energy. We're not going to feel incredible. So this is where mushrooms can really come in and help support these amazing habits that you already have. Because the better we're going to be sleeping, the better our cortisol levels will be the next day, the better your leptin levels will be the next day, therefore the better your cravings will be, therefore the better your energy will be, all of these things. So sleep is truly important. And it's also a time when your body detoxes. And I know that sleep can be really tricky sometimes, depending on what you have going on in your life. And reishi mushroom is so useful here. I mean, it's just so simple to add to your routine, and it can make such a massive difference, especially in the deep sleep that you're getting. So I use Aversio Wellness mushrooms, and you guys know that I will only use Aversio Wellness mushrooms. And I want to tell you why, because they are fruiting body only, but the biggest thing about them is that they actually have a legitimate therapeutic dosage. I talk about this all the time, and the reason why is it's literally so important, because you're over here spending your money on a reishi mushroom supplement and you're getting 500 milligrams. And that's not anywhere near the dosage you need to actually see the benefits. And what has been studied to show the benefits is 3,000-4,000 milligrams. That's a massive difference. That's a massive difference. Okay. So because of their high extraction ratio, though, I can take one capsule of Aversio Wellness Reishi and I can get a therapeutic dosage in one capsule, which makes it so extremely more cost effective, because I don't know about you, but I don't want to be taking 25 pills to reach a therapeutic dosage of Reishi. So Reishi is going to be so good at helping support your sleep, helping support calmness. It's going to help support those cortisol levels. You literally can't go wrong. I don't know what Reishi wouldn't help with, honestly. It's such a great support. So Reishi, they call Chill Now, which I feel like is quite appropriate. It's the dark green jar. You can go to aversiowellness.com and use the coupon code Leah to save 15% on every order. So that's E-V-E-R-S-I-O wellness.com and use the coupon code Leah, L-E-A-H, to save 15% on every order.
Yeah. You have to understand that.
So something I would really like to talk a little bit more about, because I know we talked about this on a call one time, is about how much like mom's health impacts the babies and then obviously the kids growing up. And something we touched about, and I'd love for you to dive in, is how mom's mineral patterns and how she's responding to stress can impact their baby's mineral patterns and like how they detox. And so then, you know, their anxiety or how they are able to handle stressors. Can we talk about it? Because it's very juicy.
Absolutely. Yeah. So first off, pregnancy, right? So important to have the right vitamins, minerals, cofactors on board. And I mean, we've had just kind of over the years of you know, working with perinatal women in different periods, pregnancy, breastfeeding, and being able to support the body to mobilize some toxins ahead of time. Because again, in that last trimester, as a woman, everything's given to the child because they're almost ready to enter the world. We want to set them up with everything. That also means heavy metals and toxic levels of minerals. Any mineral can become toxic if there's too much in the body and it's not being metabolized and utilized properly. And this is where, again, the health of both mom and dad actually is super important. And there is a big, again, in this realm of even development and then after birth and now breastfeeding, right? There's still a lot of energetic patterns we have to think about too, which comes back to mindset. And again, you mentioned how we handle stress and just all of that, right? The lack of sleep. I mean, there's so many things that come along with that, right? But that affects our bodies and also affects even the breast milk that we're producing, right? All of that affects, you know, what's happening. And that trickle down or that kind of river flows down right into the infant, right? And patterns are interesting because, again, as I mentioned, through life stages, remember I talked about slow oxidation where there might be, you know, slower metabolism, constipation, fast oxidation is the opposite. Everything's kind of overactive. And well, when an infant comes into the world, their body's in fast oxidation. That's just how we enter the world. And so when that happens, you know, again, the baby is going to have some heavy metals and some things that have passed along from mom that now the body's going to have to deal with.
Yeah.
But remember that our behavior also is almost like an energy field around us too. So if we are a heightened, anxious, you know, highly stressed individual, that's also going to affect the child. Mm-hmm. And I think about this too, because, you know, when we talk about that type of energetic effect or that kind of runoff, it's very evident in animals. right? Oh, so if you have a dog, for example, because dogs are very intuitive, right? Horses are the same, but dogs are very intuitive. So if you have a highly stressed dog and he comes to the door and he's barking like crazy and the owner's like, stop barking, right? And we're heightened. That dog's not going to stop barking.
Yeah.
Right? Because now your anxiety is kind of going into them and even making probably that barking worse. Whereas if we were to step back and go, okay, you know, that's enough now, calm down, right? So it's that energy that transfers as well. So remember, minerals aren't just about supplementation for imbalances. It's not just about diet. It's not just about what we feed ourselves, but it's about everything that happens in life and our energy too. So kind of thinking about that and even staying calm can shift mineral patterns, right? So think about a simple, easy test. So you mentioned a test potentially with a high calcification. We see them all the time. And that high calcification can come back around to rigidity, right? Trying to hold tight everything and keep control of everything. Sometimes we see this pattern in cultures as well, right? Highly stressed cultures. And when we sit back and even take on an easy task, for example, a stressor comes in, we see it, we feel it, we take some deep breaths. After we take those deep breaths, that stressor doesn't feel quite so stressful anymore. Whereas we could have done that, or we could have reacted to that high stress in a negative way. As we take those deep breaths, that calcification, the stress response goes down, right? So a lot of times it's about how we react to things too, but it also carries down into children. And again, even thinking about breast milk, there, all those nutrients are going to be transferred through breast milk. They really don't know 100% what does and doesn't transfer through breast milk, right? So we kind of have to assume that most things do. So if we are taking supplementation, A, we need to be very strategic. Also thinking even about what the child's pattern might be. So a lot of times I'll suggest, you know, testing children or infants at say 7 or 8 months, right? If they have enough hair, take a hair sample, see what their pattern is and see what might be able to support them the best to get them started really on the right foot and support the body as they move into their toddler years as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When did I learn about HMA? It was when my oldest was almost 2 is when I started it. So my youngest currently had a head up there. but I definitely found that cell salts were so useful when I knew their patterns, because cell salts are very gentle. They're very easy to utilize with kids. And that was a way that I could help support his patterns without, like, you know, getting super aggressive. And it just amazed me because, you know, we had filters on all of our water filters on everything, because we live in Michigan where the apple trees arsenic is much higher than all of our water.
Yeah.
And I have filters everywhere. And, you know, when they're little babies, they take a bath once a week. Like, I'm not bathing them multiple times. That may be gross to people, but I didn't have a bath filter. And once a week, you think would not make such a big deal. No, their arsenic was very high. I was like, oh, we all need shower filters, bath filters. Even though we had, like, our, you know, all of our drinking and cooking water and all of that. And it made such a difference in them getting rid of those metals, like, later on, because it's just, I mean, you get that exposure everywhere, and kids push things out. And it's like, you know, if you aren't even perfectly set up, because, like, I definitely wasn't with my first kiddo. Like, I'm sure I had gave him so many metals. I was like, I'm so sorry. Didn't know that, you know,
like, but we know now, right?
Yeah. So it's like, He had a bucket load that he got from me. So I think that's so important to do, because their bodies are very resilient and strong. And I often see people will just be like, oh, just, you know, put your kid on zeolite, just do that for a heavy metal detox. And I'm like, you have to support their body's ability to do that and not just pull out these metals and displace your minerals. all of those things.
Well, and you've got to be careful too, because so first off, when you talked about gentle, like the cell salts, you have to think about this. So one of the examples that I like to give, just because it makes sense to people, it's easy to understand. And one of the reasons I even had this kind of a connection was because a good friend of mine who is a naturopathic doctor, she specializes in thyroid. And she was telling me years ago, and she said, Lisa, you have to understand the body is like a car. The adrenals are the gas tank, right? They're the fuel that's gonna fuel the body and give you energy. And the thyroid's the gas pedal, right? So they have to be in both supported so that when you press on the gas pedal, the gas tank, right, isn't already empty, right? You've got to feed the gas tank, right? And so I think about, you know, when we're born, we're a brand new car. We don't need a lot of maintenance or a lot of support because everything is running tip top. It literally just got off the line, right? Being built. So when that happens, those gentle protocols are usually enough because the body's so new. Everything is just like ready to take on, you know, whatever's happening. So a little support goes a long way. And with regards to binders too, you mentioned zeolite, and I agree. You know, when we have typical kids patterns, so think about the typical kid pattern and what children need to grow. What's the number one mineral when we're thinking about growth that would be on your mind?
Probably calcium because of their bones.
100%. Our bones need calcium in our teeth to grow and develop. And you know what one of the biggest deficiencies is in a fast oxidizer in an infant? Calcium.
Yeah.
So knowing this, now we can make strategic decisions about how we can help, again, the development, not only cognitive, I mentioned earlier, but physical. So we're literally putting, you know, a little bit more of those wheels in motion, if you will, knowing some of the even common deficiencies, but knowing what your child's deficiencies are so that you can focus on those, again, just sets them up for such success.
Yeah. As even just thinking dental health, like how many little 1-2-year-olds, as soon as they get teeth, you hear them being like, oh, I can tell it already has a black spot on it, or their teeth are cracking. And just knowing that you come in like with the cell salts, or even with your nutrition, like while you're breastfeeding, I don't know if I was more sensitive to it in terms of knowing, but definitely with my second, I would adjust my supplementation actually based off of him. So maybe that made me suffer a little bit, but I was like, in this case,
that's the investment that you have to make.
Yeah. I was like, you need this. You're too young to take it. So in through the breast milk, we're going to do this, which is really, really interesting. So when is the youngest that you typically would start testing little kids? Is it when they have enough hair that you can send it in?
I would say yes. I mean, seven, 8 months. And you know, we've got lots of children. Again, a lot of them are, a lot of parents or even practitioners end up testing kids when they have a problem, right? So it's like if they've been diagnosed with autism or if something else has transpired and they have a diagnosis or they have a major problem, that's usually when we see the tests come through, right? So, for supplementation and things like that, and just adding to some of the nutrition and what we're doing, I mean, as young as 6 months,
wow,
right? Depending on the situation and what have you. You know, we even have one, little one that was just a bit oxygen deprived at birth. And again, working with mom to say, you know, how do we help support the body and make sure that the cognitive function and things like that are progressing at a proper rate, right?
Yeah. Oh, honestly, like prevention is worth mountains and mountains of treatment.
Well, we think about the overburden on our healthcare system and all of these things. We're still kind of, I feel like, not proactive enough and still more reactive, right? And I mean, both systems can benefit, right? Sometimes we need that emergency care and things like that. Obviously, a broken bone and things like that happen. But there's so many things, even just from a nutritional perspective, you know, our diet and dialing in our hydration and kind of looking at these things. I mean, we're just setting ourselves up even as adults for just such a lower hospital bill, if you will, right? With some of these conditions and issues. And think about how, you know, how common diabetes is now and how many, how I feel like some of these conditions that obviously have been around for decades, of course, but now it's just another level of how many people and the age of the people that are, you know, ending up with diabetes. I mean, some of them are in their 20s, right? Where that had been unheard of, you know, years ago. And, you know, again, it comes back to, you know, how we're nourishing ourselves in a lot of cases, right?
Yeah, 100%. And it, I think it can be a little bit tricky, I think, sometimes to think, oh, you know, I would have to be on this extensive protocol for the rest of my life. And I'm like, honestly, you don't. I mean, at least my kids don't, because like they are young and we have testing done on them very early. And I don't do testing on them like every 4 months. You know, it's much more spread apart as long as they're doing great. And they just have their foundational things that I know that they need. And that sets you up to like not need, you know, not need the extensive testing years down the road and tons of supplements because things just can go crazy. But
exactly. Yeah, I agree.
Speaking of supplementation, though, I feel like this is a good pivot point to talk about vitamin D because it's cold. So
it is cold.
There's not as much sun.
Cold, snow, gray. Yep.
And that's a really big question I get all the time. And I would say most people that come in actually are already on vitamin D supplementation. Some of them are taking vitamin D with vitamin K, which I feel like it's definitely a step up in the right direction.
Minimum, yeah, absolutely.
Beef organs are literally nature's multivitamin. We're not here to argue about that. But you guys, you know how I pound into your head how important it is to pay attention to the brands that you're using and the ingredients? And beef organs are literally no different. Okay, so I'm with you. I kind of think they're gross, so I take them in a capsule form. But there are some things that are really important when you're buying beef organs to know where they're coming from. Now, did you know that marketing can actually say things like, oh, grass-fed, completely 100% grass-fed, and they can still be fed grain for a certain amount of time of life? So you really need to know your brands. And that's why I use Paleo Valley, because not only are they 100% grass-fed and grass-finished, they also state and tell you absolutely no grain ever. So you aren't over here wondering about that. Now, on top of that, they are very committed to utilizing regenerative farmers, which, you guys, that is really important because we want our soil to stay healthy and so we can keep growing crops and doing all of the things that we need to do. And so pouring back into the farmers that are doing that is really important. And Paleo Valley does a fabulous job of that. And I want to support a company that is transparent, creates quality ingredients, and they actually work. I mean, you actually notice a difference with your energy using this. So highly recommend. The Organ Complex has grass-fed beef liver, heart, and kidney. So you're getting a blend here. It's going to be great for B vitamins. It's going to be great for CoQ10, great for digestion. I love kidney for digestion. So I think you're going to really, really like using them. You can just go to paleovalley.com/Leah to save 15%. That's PaleoValley, and coupon code is LEAH to save 15%. Trust me, you will not be disappointed. But what's amazing to me is how many of them are taking vitamin D and don't realize it, because it's in every type of multi supplement or anything. There's vitamin D stuck in there. Mm-hmm. So they're taking so much of it without realizing it. And it's definitely something we're told, like in the winter, you need vitamin D. If you have seasonal depression, you need vitamin D. And I personally feel like we're missing out on a very big topic of what happens when you supplement with vitamin D without understanding the consequences of how your body utilizes it. So what's your viewpoint on vitamin D supplementation?
You're right. This is a complex question. So let me start off with, first of all, so I live in Canada, right? So we have winter. It's minus 30 today. And it's very great. It is cold. I got my parka out. It's a couple weeks a year. I got to wear my parka. It's all good. But, you know, so one of the things years ago, again, I'll go back to Dr. Malter just because this was one of the first people that kind of talked to me with regards to D's impact, oral vitamin D's impact on my personal health, because he was the first one actually to analyze my very first HTMA test. And what he said was from a perspective of how it enters the body and what is impacted from a mineral perspective once it does is really interesting. And so I can confidently say that probably about 80, you know what, let's say 75, be a little more conservative, about 75% of tests for women, okay, are what we call that slow oxidation, right? Maybe we have a little constipation, maybe we've got a little extra weight, got some calcification, got some joint things going on, right? And usually that comes along with a magnesium loss from the cells, so deficiency, and potassium deficiency, right? And so those actually, magnesium is needed when vitamin D enters the body to actually make it usable. So if we have a lack of magnesium already, which can contribute to constipation, then that D is calling upon more magnesium that the body is already lacking. So that's the first thing. The second one is potassium, because it likes to displace potassium from the cells. And now we're kind of, again, adding to that deficiency. And potassium deficiency, talking about, you know, emotions, right? We were talking about that earlier, can end up in panic attacks, severe anxiety, right? That anxiousness. So think about even ADHD, right? Tendencies, things like that. So potassium deficiency can contribute to some of that anxiety and some of the things that people are struggling with. Now, when we think about what the body needs, and this is what really came down to it for me, when the body is in need of something, usually there's a mineral imbalance at the base of it, right? Or a lack of a mineral, some type, right? And so I mentioned magnesium, I mentioned potassium. One of the other minerals that's really important with vitamin D production is boron. And then another close fourth is vitamin B6 in the form of P5P. And so those four cofactors, along with sufficient cholesterol, right? We need cholesterol to make vitamin D, right? If we have that, and then a little bit of intelligent illumination, right? A little bit of light therapy, the body should make its own vitamin D. If we live in a climate where we have summer and we spend a few minutes outside without sunscreen and without sunglasses, right? Our eyes need sun too, right? That normally builds up our stores enough to be able to sustain us through the winter. One of the things I personally love, and this was actually something I was researching years ago, and it was it was either Germany or Switzerland, I can't remember now, but there was a wellness center in Europe. And what they would do in the winter is they would actually wear illuminated head masks, and they would sit outside in nature, and they would have these in their eyes, right? Again, mm-hmm. Very important to get that light in your eyes. And that's how they would support their body's vitamin D production.
Oh, wow.
And so what I love to do, I personally have a Spurdy vitamin D light. So yeah, it's UVB, right? Light rays. So I stand in front of that, you know, anywhere from 3 to 4 times a week in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. What I also do though, and what I tell clients to do too, is maybe once a week, mm-hmm. a lot of tanning salons now have, so UVB rays are the ones that promote the body's production of D, right? Yeah. So 5-10 minutes in there once a week. And I honestly, clients are like, oh my gosh, I love doing that. I feel amazing. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, a lot of those salons have UVB mixed with red light. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do now. So now you get the benefits of red light therapy, which we know are amazing, yeah. and the vitamin D producing too. So I'm a big proponent of kind of using the cofactors, getting in some intelligent illumination, and really letting the body do what it was meant to do. Now, I will say that there's always two sides to every coin, right? There's never, especially in science, there is no black and white in science. It's gray, and because there's always new information. And so if somebody, for example, has a low D on blood labs, see it's in the low 20s, for example, or even worse, right? There may be the need for some allopathic relief while you start mineral balancing, right? Because it's going to take time for the body to be able to start its own production. So there are exceptions to the rule based on, again, kind of mixing some of that testing together and then really analyzing it and making the best decision possible for that particular individual. So there are exceptions to the rule, but I will say in my 10, almost 15 years in clinical practice, it's very rare that I recommend vitamin D supplementation. I'm usually focusing in on the cofactors, right? Unless they have a severe deficiency, I'm usually focusing in on the cofactors and trying to get them out in a little bit of sunshine.
Yeah, I think it's a tricky topic because not having enough vitamin D can also make autoimmune issues worse. But then if you're supplementing with vitamin D and you're absolutely tanking your potassium, which a lot of women are coming in with autoimmune issues related to their thyroid, now we don't have the mineral that's going to help our body utilize our thyroid. And it's just this circle of women just not understanding why they just can't seem to feel better. And I've often had clients that were supplementing with vitamin D, and they're like, yeah, every time I go back and get it rerun with my doctor, my levels are still low. And they just keep putting me on more and more vitamin D. And I'm like, well, we do have to make sure we have everything else to utilize it, which is important.
Well, and so to add to that just a little bit, think about this, because I did a presentation for a clinic in California with some medical doctors who do a lot of alternative therapies. And I said, think about this. So my question to them was, if we know that oral vitamin D supplementation affects our potassium, and we know that it needs magnesium, we also know that we're living right now in a heightened stress response in our society, right? We've got our cell phones, right? We've got our instantaneous, we need to answer right away. We're working too many hours, doing too many things. We're exposed to too many toxins, EMFs, all of this stuff that our body has to deal with, which is going to call upon more magnesium to help all those processes. So my question to them was, if we need magnesium alongside oral D to really make that work and be activated as just one mineral, as we've mentioned others, and we're already a magnesium deficient society, how could it even be possible that we have a vitamin D epidemic? Don't we really have a magnesium deficiency epidemic? And that really made them sit back and go, wait a minute. That's not wrong, because if we need magnesium and boron and potassium, and magnesium and potassium, as we mentioned, are chronically deficient from the tests we see, right? And then we need a little B6, which, yeah, food can get you that, right? Do we really have a D deficiency epidemic, or do we have a mineral deficiency and magnesium deficiency epidemic, right? So that was my question back to them, and really kind of got them thinking like, but maybe we need to rethink this.
Yeah. Right? And even just getting outside and getting sun and, you know, utilizing that. Cause I think it's easy. Like, you're busy, you know, like you commute to work, you come back, it's probably already dark outside, you know, you just get lost in the hubbub. And it's like, maybe you get outside once or twice a week on the weekends, you know, it's like, that's not enough time as well. And that's free. Like, going outside in the sunshine, it's free, you know? So let's utilize more of those. I live in Michigan, which is, I mean, there is sun, I guess, but it's behind the clouds somewhere. and you definitely, I mean, they have literally said, you know, Michigan will go up to 6 weeks without seeing the sun, at all, because it's just behind the clouds in the winter.
Yeah.
And it definitely, my first year here, I was like, I am noticing this. Like, this is kind of depressing. And that's when all the windows, like all the shades, everything needs to be opened up. Like, even there's any type of light, go outside. And then we did get a vitamin D lamp, and we have a red light. And sometimes, especially if like sicknesses are going around, I make my kids stand in front of it. Absolutely. And face the wall. I was like, just stand here for 2 minutes.
Oh my gosh. Yep. It works. Yeah, and I mean, think of how you feel. So And again, this is about de-stressing sometimes. Think of how you feel when you, you know, fly somewhere and it's nice and sunny and you're outside. You're like, oh my God, I feel amazing, right? Yeah. And that's what the sun does for us. I mean, we need that, right? We need those rays to be able to really fuel our body and give us that energy, right?
100%. Well, do you have any last thoughts for anybody maybe that has been like, okay, I've opened my mind to minerals, or maybe this is something. Do you have any last words to say?
Wow. Well, I could talk for another hour, but
we could. Yeah.
We could. We could talk all day. So really, I mean, I'll share just a little bit about my story. So when I started studying, I went through burnout. So remember I said I had that type A t-shirt. Yeah, I have that at home. Went through burnout many times, been an entrepreneur for over 30 years, right? So I was always running businesses, running around crazy, you know, all ideas and what have you. And, you know, when I started studying functional medicine, I really did that because of the fact that I was going through yet another burnout. And I thought, you know what? I've had enough of this. I need to fix this. And I had a great, great practitioner I was working with. He was amazing. And he's like, you need to start studying it. Like, you're so interested in all of this. And I've always been interested in health. I mean, I was a figure skater growing up. I was competitive, figure skater for like 35 years. You know, I ran marathons. I did kettlebell. Like, you know, I was always into fitness and always wanted to do all the things, right? And I thought, yeah, you know what? I do want to dig into this because this is my time to fix me. But man, I could help so many people. And, you know, I did every diagnostic test under the sun. I uncovered all the things. I had Giardia. Then I had H. pylori. Then I had C. difficile toxin A. Then I had yeast. Then I had, you name it, I had it. And as I went through all that and did all these tests and spent tens of thousands of dollars on protocols and this and that, you know, I learned a lot of things along the way, of course. But one of the biggest things was one day somebody said, why don't you test your hair? I know you're still having fatigue and you still have estrogen dominance. You still got all these things going on. Why don't you test your hair? I'm like, what are you talking? Test my hair for what? They're like, minerals. And I was like, what? You can test your hair for minerals, right? And I was like, well, yeah, tell me how, right? And after I did even my first couple of protocols, and again, back then it was hard. You know, I can even say a colleague, you know, her and I were talking. We're like, no one will share their protocols with us. We're like, why is this a secret? I don't understand. And we're trying to like piecemeal things together to make ourselves feel better. And you know, but that's what really got to the bottom of my problems, right? I had copper, so that was my estrogen. I had copper, so that was my anemia. I had copper, so that was my chronic fatigue, right? And it was burning out my adrenals. And that's why I couldn't get kind of to that next level. And I thought at the end of the day, when I started digging into this, like really digging in, I thought, man, if I would have found this test 5 years ago, I would have saved so much money and saved so much time, mm-hmm. right? Because it just resonated within me that had I not found this test, I'd still be struggling, mm-hmm. right? You know, when you look at even the past decade of my life, so this year I'm going to be 52. 2 years after mineral balancing, I was 43 at that point, I think, or 42. And of course, as we all are, kind of that end third, I start dyeing my hair. Oh, I'm getting gray hair. I'm going to start dyeing my hair, right? Well, 2 years after mineral balancing and doing a whole slew of, again, piecemealing protocols, my gray hair was gone. I still don't have gray hair, by the way, just in case anybody's wondering. And I mean, I am now gearing up. You see the medals behind me. So that's 3 world championships. I was 43, 44, 45 when I went to those world championships. I was 45 when I won the open age category, so beating women half my age. And this is when I was dumping copper and I was finally starting to get to that next level and planning on going back, right? Mm-hmm. So next year is going to be my comeback. I'll be 53. Yeah. It's like, okay, let's hit it again, see what I can do. But like these are the capabilities that I see every day for yeah. people who start to dig in and really build that foundation and then worry about the other things, right? If you have a strong foundation, you're standing on 2 solid legs on solid ground and you're just a better starting point. So if I can share anything, if you're on the fence, even thinking about it or wondering, I did it and I never looked back.
Yeah, I could not agree more. We are the one place that I feel like has just been hard to be able to support has been my pregnancy and postpartum moms, because it is such a long time and like, you know, programs aren't really that long. And so we are opening up a membership that's going to help them more, because I like HTMA during pregnancy, like I could actually cry about this. Like it's so important, but it's such a game changer, because like, once you know what you're passing on to your kiddos, I'm like, okay, this is so important. But also like, there's all the pregnancy things. You're tired, you know, and you're giving all your minerals to your baby. And so then what about your teeth and your bones and your insulin resistance? And then you have the baby and you're not sleeping, if they're like my kids, and you're tired. And one of my really good friends, she runs an HTMA when she's pregnant, and then she runs an HTMA postpartum. Mm-hmm. And I checked in with her and I was like, so how's your little one sleeping? She goes, he's not. She goes, but I have energy because I'm taking my minerals. And it's so important, you know, because like we get so depleted and run down and we have to take care of all of those around us. It's just, yeah, it's important. So thank you so much for coming on and talking about it.
Oh my gosh, this was amazing. Thank you for the invitation. I love, you know, minerals are my jam. I love talking about them. I talk about it all day long.
You actually probably do though.
I do actually. I do. I go home at the end of the day and I'm trying to talk. My husband's like, listen, I know you've talked about this all day and I know you're super passionate about it, but let's talk about something else.
No more minerals.
No more minerals. Except then he'll go, but you haven't tested me in a while and my minerals are almost empty. So, right? It's like, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah.
This is true. This is very true.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with a friend and post it on your stories and tag Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast so we can get this message out. You can find me on Instagram @Leah_BRUEG, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.